Spirit, so I invite you to be seated, please. My name is Christopher Beebe, and I am a senior graduating from Tampa Bay Heat homeschool program. That's why I'm standing up here with a robe that makes me look like a judge instead of their fancy robes. I will be attending USF in the fall of this year at a bachelor's, studying for a bachelor's of science in exercise science. I will also be attending the Air Force ROTC program with a goal of commissioning as a United States Air Force pilot. I've been a member of this church now about 8 years, so almost half my life, and it's helped me grow not only as a person, but in my faith. I remember when I first started coming to church, and they invited me to youth group. It was really small, there was only a couple people in it, but I loved it. I came back every single weekend, and then I think it was about a year later after I joined, Miss Morgan came into the program, and little 13-year-old me, I was like, I wasn't a big fan of change. I didn't really like it. I was kind of confused, but I heard all the ideas she had and the projects she had, and she helped not only grow the youth group in our faith, but also its size. If I compare it now versus when I first joined, it's jaw-dropping how much it's changed. COVID affected us a lot. There was only about five people on that. That was a rough time for the youth group, but Miss Morgan got us through it. And I had the pleasure of being on the youth advisory board for more years than I should have been. I'm still waiting on the retirement check. I got to be the voice of the youth in the church, do fundraisers, plan activities, and youth group and Miss Morgan has been invaluable to me. I would not be who I am today without it. It's not just youth group, however. I had numerous opportunities to learn more about my faith, and one of those first experiences I had was New Beginnings, the middle school camp. It was such an impact on me because it was so early on in my faith. But I had to put it into work. I went out to the work weeks, and the mission trips, and used my faith, but also the manual labor of serving others. We could go out. We would serve out meals. We would help these people with hurricane relief. And my favorite memory from a mission trip was New Orleans. We got to go under one of the bridges where there was a lot of homeless people, and we got to help feed them and pray for them. Listening to these stories and being able to give them that faith was amazing to me. One of the readings from today that reminds me of my time here was John 21, where Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my sheep." Three words, such a simple command, but it means so much to me. Because you can go out, it's telling us to go out and serve the people of God with love and with care. If I were to stand up here and tell you everything I've done and the people I'm thankful for, we would be here longer than a Father Brian sermon. But needless to say, this congregation and the clergy here have been nothing but supporting of me, and I am thankful for every one of you. I want to give a very special thanks to Mr. Michael Johnson, who was there for me during my confirmation and constantly checks up on me. Thank you. I would not be the Christian leader or person I am today without this church. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Gabrielle Hagman, and I'm the Senior Youth Advisor here at Holy Innocence. In about 3 weeks, I will graduate with honors from Durant High School and attend USF while I will pursue a degree in broadcast journalism with the goal of becoming a news anchor. So you're not getting rid of me, sorry. While this chapter of my life is closing, my journey with Holy Innocence is far from over. It all started when I was in third grade, where my family came to this church for the very first time. I remember thinking, why on earth do they stand up just to sit down again every 30 seconds? It wasn't until 2020, during the pandemic, when I really started attending. Coming to youth group was pretty much the only time I left the house. I always felt welcomed and loved, and for the first time in my life, I was actually excited to go to church and talk about God. It really just makes me think of how awesome God is, how he intentionally wires people's brains just to connect, and he knows exactly what you need to hear in a moment. One moment that happened during youth group particularly sticks out. In September, I remember sharing to the group how bad I wanted to compete for the title of Florida Strawberry Festival Queen. I talked about how badly I wanted to try, but I was scared because I didn't look enough like the past queens to stand a chance. Then Miss Morgan said, "You never know." Such a simple phrase really resonated with me. It reminded me that God really already has it written, and I couldn't explain why yet, but I knew this dream was on my heart for a reason. In hindsight, I'm laughing at that, and I'm sure God was too, because I really didn't know that on January 18th, 2025, I would be crowned the 2025 Florida Strawberry Festival Queen, and I would never be able to stand in that position I am in today if it weren't for my church family. Every moment I've spent being a member of this church has been so fulfilling. Everyone here has transformed me into the person God calls me to be. Some might even say, transforming lives, transforming the world. Which reminds me of one of the readings today where Saul was transformed. To Miss Morgan, thank you for always believing in us and supporting us unconditionally. God shines through you constantly. Thank you for seeing something in me that I would have never seen in myself. To Father Brian, thank you for always holding us accountable and advocating for us at the same time. And thank you for giving sermons I actually want to listen to. To Marissa, thank you for being the reason that I came to youth group. Even though I wasn't born into this church, I was definitely born again into this church. Thank you.
They couldn't, I couldn't act in faith. Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sophia Pergola, and I'm graduating from Newsom High School. Next year, I plan to attend the University of Florida, go Gators, and major in data science. I hope to eventually earn my master's and work with artificial intelligence. As AI continues to develop, I believe it is so important to be mindful of the impact that this technology can have on our environment. And I hope to one day work on projects that make AI more sustainable. I have been attending Holy Innocent since I was just 2 years old. I was baptized here by Bishop Doug, and Father Brian led me through my confirmation classes. Throughout my time at Holy Innocent, I have met so many amazing people and made connections that will last me a lifetime. Some of my best memories truly have come out of this church. I loved our church camping trips with the Rudisills, and VBS was always one of my favorite weeks of the summer. Whether I was participating in one of Miss Beth's science labs or leading a group with Baba, it was always a great time. It wasn't just the special activities that made church fun, though. It was getting to see everyone each week. I loved Pop taking my picture by the altar flowers, acolyting with Edwin, Carter, and the Sharfs, and singing in the choir with Katie. I am so grateful to be a part of a community that has supported me and my family as I have grown up. As I get ready for the next phase in my life, I am so lucky to have a church and a community here for me to come home to. As I head into a somewhat uncertain future, it is so comforting to know that God will be there to lead me through it. This is seen in the reading of John today, as Jesus meets his followers who are lost without him and restores their hope and faith. He guides them on where to fish and teaches them how to be successful. I think this translates nicely into my situation today. As I go off into the world, Jesus will be there to guide me. And when I lose him, he will return and restore my faith. Also, towards the end of the reading, Jesus speaks alone to Peter, preparing him for what is to come. This once again reminds me that Jesus is here to guide me and teach me through this changing time, preparing me for the next part of my life. Going off to college is scary, but knowing I can come home to you guys makes it a little easier. Thank you.